This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
It's time for Good Day Health, and in this episode, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us. He's got x-ray ears and an x-ray vision, x-ray mouth, so we're all set. He's been looking like he didn't have anything better to do at all of the stuff that's coming from the various journals of medicine. That's what he does every week, and he reports to you on the impact of the studies, many of them about the COVID-19, as you might imagine, where we're going with the research that's done, where we're going with what people are experiencing, what can we look for in the future. You know, one thing as an aside as we get started here, Ken, is the continuing information. You know, you go through this at the beginning, people thought this was true. And then about halfway through, people thought, well, that's not true. This is true. And then more recently, people say, well, you know what? That's really not true. This is really what's true. So it's pretty hard. People are pretty frustrated because they don't really know what to think, what to do, how to react. I'm quite sure, and this is not in our purview, but just in my own way of kind of surfing through this, and even though it sounds crass, I have to work on how I present my feelings in comparing numbers of people who've lost their lives to the impact on our society in terms of the economy, people and their prospects for the future, what are their hopes, dreams, you know, that stuff. Mental health is very important to physical health. It's, you know, spirit, mind, body. And if your mind is clouded, clogged up, if you will, by worries over what to do or what not to do, or let's say you're one of the 5 million small business owners that have either work by yourself or with 3 or 4 employees, and you don't know if you're going to be able to put food on the table tomorrow. And there have been 643 suicides so far in this thing directly related to the virus and its impact on people who have businesses in their lives. So, okay, where do we go with all of this? It's very difficult at this point in time, but I will tell you, you don't need me to tell you what's going on. You can see it around you. I guess I'm wondering, you're in a little very nice town in Central Florida. How has the virus affected day-to-day life there? Never mind at your clinic, Lake Cardiology. I know how it's, we can talk about that. But what about the town itself? I know the town well because I go there every year. I just wonder what it's like there now as a typical American town in a part of Florida that usually is nothing but hustle and bustle.
Right. Well, it's changing in March and April. Everything closed down. But in the last few weeks, things are slowly opening up with good common sense, social distancing, wearing masks. And the most vulnerable, the very elderly, the people with illnesses that put them in the high-risk category are staying home. But the rest of us are going out. We're social distancing. We're wearing masks. And things are going okay. Things are going good. It's really working out.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good thing. All right. Let's get started with our overview of the before we do that, I just want to, when I said a minute ago, you know, it was the truth then and now it's not the truth, and an example of something that was thought to be important at the beginning, which is being debunked all over the place, is what happens to the virus when it hits surfaces, whether it's cardboard, whether it's metal. It seems that what we were told first isn't accurate. Is that correct?
Yeah, not to get personal, but the CDC and the NIH, their crystal ball on this one hasn't been very good. You can run off the long list, and I've heard a number of people do it, the long list of things that were stated from January to February to March to April that have all not turned out to be correct. And, you know, when you have a new disease, that may happen, but it does lead to many of us being very skeptical now of what we're hearing. So this has been a problem among the so-called experts at NIH and CDC on the recommendations. And another one bit the dust yesterday and the day before. Initially, when we heard back in March about the ways that we were going to get the coronavirus, it was by somebody coughing, sneezing, or talking in front of us, or by us touching a surface. You know, we heard initially that on some surfaces that the virus remained up to 3 days, especially on plastic, and if you touched it, you're at high risk of getting it. Well, the CDC has revised that recommendation. They've updated it, and now they're saying that the virus does not spread easily by touching contaminated surfaces or objects, by animals to humans. Contact, it also doesn't spread easily, and vice versa. So these were two areas of concern a month or two ago, and now it's very unlikely. It doesn't mean we should stop washing our hands or keep our hands off our face, off our eyes, nose, and mouth, but it just means that this is a much less likelier way of spreading it than we originally thought. The way we now think it's spread is by when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks, and they emit the virus, and then we breathe it in. And that's really the common way. And that's why spending yourself 6 feet away at least from folks is going to be a good way to protect yourself. And that's why also wearing a mask, which was initially suggested would not help, I think is very helpful, especially as we get things back and going.
Clear to me in all the discussions, as you know, in addition to doing this program with you, I do a daily, weekly program, a daily program that's for the masses, general informational morning program. And I also do a couple of other focused programs relating to various aspects of our lives here in America. And one of the things that's become clear to me as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, is I can understand. It's pretty simple if you understand how the body works, how hygiene works, how biology works. This stuff spreads by contact based on drops or something that is that's a liquid. Sneezing, coughing, that sort of thing, puts it out in the air.
Or talking.
Yep, just having a conversation with somebody if you don't have a mask on. So I wear my mask whenever I'm out in public. Matter of fact, I had cow masks designed for the farm.
Wow.
So people are wearing cow masks.
Is that for the cows or for the people?
No, for the people. As a matter of fact, we're selling them on the farm now.
Good
because
idea.
Everybody looked at it. They thought, wow, this is great. So anyway, the point is that I'm convinced, and so are most other people who are thinking this through, that the mask is a very good idea to protect other people, especially thoughtful. Gloves, I'm not so sure they do any good, frankly, but, you know, when it comes to serving food, I want to see somebody wearing gloves, frankly. But other than that, you know, what are you going to do? It's the mask. It's keeping people from getting whatever's coming out of your body if it happens to be contaminated.
And the social distancing. I think that's going to help us get this country open and back to work.
Well, I just put, we were, this weekend, we've opened up my farm for ice cream sales visits to see the cows, that sort of stuff. The last month or so we've been open, but people couldn't get out of their cars. They had to order ahead. They come in, we serve them, the people on the farm, the kids have masks and gloves, and, you know, we're doing the protocol that is required and requested. And I'm fine with that. Now, this weekend, we're going to open up a little
bit. I got my first haircut yesterday. It looked like a surgical suite. It was so antiseptic, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So, anyway, now we've got, we're going to have people in groups less than 10 take the tour around the farm in the wagon and maybe congregate in the picnic tables. They can sit and look at the animals and stuff. Just no more than 10 people in one area. And I think people would be smart enough to police themselves, and they have to wear masks and that sort of thing. So anyway, that's where we're going. We're going to focus on these new trials, the test results for possible vaccines as we move ahead here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on this week's edition as usual. Something that we all talk a lot about, obesity, how much of a problem it is for people. If you're overweight, you're more than likely to be affected, impacted, or more at risk anyway to get the COVID, according to all the doctors that I talk to. So if you go to toploss.com and actually see what Calitrin is all about, Calitrin is the number one weight loss product in the world that does not have any stimulants. It doesn't have any drugs. It is America, and as I say, for the world, the healthiest weight loss program you can get on. Take four of the capsules every night before you go to bed, and the natural ingredients in Calitrin go to work to shake off the body's extra fat and then do a little exercising. It's really a fabulous program. You can read all about it. Spend some time at toploss.com. Look at people's results. Look at how they do it, what the program is administered. You know, it's just, it's good. It's healthy. It's fun. And when you think about what the results are, you'll get really excited. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and you don't have to pay for shipping. Plus, you'll be available for an unlimited number of the opportunities that you get. Buy three of these bottles, regular price, get three free. You can buy three, you can buy nine, you can buy 12, whatever number you like, and get an equal number of free. That's the deal right now. You to lose the weight, keep it off the natural way, stay healthy, don't get the virus, you lose that weight. Toploss.com is the website. Discount code is DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, Ken, let's get at this. Moderna is moving into phase two of a vaccine trial. What does it look like so far?
Well, I have to control my enthusiasm because this is exciting, and we don't want to get too excited yet, but it was announced this week by Moderna in 45 patients. This is a phase one, the first start of what's essentially a three-part trial to see initially if the vaccine was safe. And it was given to 45 individuals in March, and no adverse reactions in any of them, but much to the very pleasant surprise of everybody, all 45 developed adequate antibody to kill the virus, more antibody than what people who actually get exposed to the real thing. So this is really hopeful. It looks like we might have a vaccine that's safe and effective. What now has to be done is it has to be given into more people and then into larger people. And if the safety and effectiveness continues, voila, we have an effective, safe vaccine for COVID too.
Voila. All right, more talk about possible ways to fix this problem as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So we're talking about the Moderna test results, but there are a couple of other companies that are working on possible vaccines as well. They're not as far along. Is that why they're not getting as much attention as Moderna? Or what do you know about some of the
correct.
Other
I think are we are so hungry for good news that if anyone had some good news, it would certainly be trumpeted. And the fact is that Moderna got to the end of phase one first, and they were successful, and that's why they got all the initial headlines. But there are, yes, numerous trials going on of various vaccine potentials, and with any good news, I'm sure we'll all hear about it.
All right, next up with regard to the COVID-19, you're a cardiologist practicing at your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Florida. So your whole life is about heart and lungs and the circulatory system, how the blood moves around, what happens if people have heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are the stats here when it comes to heart attack cases since the start of COVID?
Well, no one among my group of cardiologists, physicians, thinks that since COVID-19 has appeared that the number of people experiencing a heart attack has declined. Given the extraordinary increase in level of stress that all of us are being exposed to, it would just be impossible that the number of heart attacks has declined. But what we know, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, is that the heart attack cases have fallen by about a half at ERs since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak. So what the conclusion is another one of these issues that occurs with the lockdown, is that people are so frightened to go to the ER. They're afraid of getting COVID-19, that even with a heart attack, they're not presenting. And this is very sad. And this is clearly not going to be good for our health. People are afraid to go to anybody in the healthcare system right now. It's getting less. It's certainly not as strong a feeling in many areas as it was in March and April, but there's so much cancer being undiagnosed. Cancer prevention, it's estimated that 90% of it's not being done. Coronary, heart, stroke prevention is not being done. General well-being, people's diabetes are not being taken care of.
The ancillary side of this is that because things are being shut down the way they are, not only do we have people dying by the tens of thousands because of the virus, but we have tens of thousands of people who are going to lose their lives because they can't get treatment for the other maladies, whether it's heart disease, cancer, you name it. It sounds like that's what's going on. Am I correct?
Exactly, because some offices and clinics closed down, they can't get it, and then people have been so frightened, they're staying away. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of things, and hopefully this is loosening up, but this is going to have a huge impact. Hopefully the treatment of COVID-19 to the American public is not going to be worse than the problem.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right there. And the politically correct crowd that wants to tell you what to do, how to do it, what to think, and when to think, and all that stuff, that's taking its toll here. And these people, all
that's
these devices.
That's not good for your health.
Oh, my God. All right, so that's a term. We don't have to spend any more time on that. But I want to talk about telemedicine and how that is playing into primary care. I'll tell you my experience, and Ken has had plenty of experiences with telemedicine. As we continue, more overviews of what's going on in the world of health and how the studies and the journals and what they're publishing is affecting you, your everyday life, your health. So we continue with that. That's our deal here with Dr. Ken.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Houses of worship are opening this weekend. The mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, Randall Woodson, says he doesn't think the leaders of his city's churches will open their doors.
They want to make sure that the church is not participating in community spread, and they want to also make sure the church is not going to participate if there's an increase or spike in the community.
President Trump said places of worship are essential and should be open during the pandemic. Beaches are open in New Jersey and in New York. Some capacity is being limited to 50%, though, in many places. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Walk on the beach, you can hang out on the beach, but do it in a manner that is consistent with everything we've been talking about.
This is the first time in 10 weeks that all of the country's states and territories are partially reopened. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats introduced legislation to protect inspectors general from political retaliation after President Trump fired 5 watchdogs in the past 3 months. Democrats on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform said the bill, the Inspector General Independence Act, would allow an inspector general to be fired only under certain circumstances and would require documentation to be sent to Congress. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney said, "As the chairwoman of the Oversight Committee, I know firsthand how critical it is to have experienced, competent, and independent inspectors general at each agency." The bill comes 1 week after President Trump fired State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick and Acting Transportation Department Inspector General Mitch Bem. In recent months, he's also fired Acting Pentagon Inspector General Glenn Fine, who also served on the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, second half hour of our visit this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The visits you and I talked about, I don't know, first time maybe a month or more ago, about how you were utilizing telemedicine in your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Florida. And I pointed out that people could have easier access to you from around the country because, you know, you don't have to get in an airplane. Who wants to get in an airplane these days and fly to Florida or any place else? So if you want to use the New World Order of Medicine, which is, yeah, it is kind of, some things you can do, some things you can't. But certainly you can get a lot of clinical help by calling Ken in this specific circumstance. 352-735-1400 is the number for his office. And you can practice, again, long distance, close in. You don't want to go be exposed to what may go on in your trip. Let's do it online. You can do Zoom accounts. I don't know. What do you have? Skype, Zoom, all that stuff. Is that what you use for telemedicine?
Well, we use another system, something called DoxyMe. But
yeah, okay.
Any one of these can work. And we have, since early March, been using telehealth in the office. And it does work for a number of indications. Obviously, you can't do an electrocardiogram by telehealth.
Right.
You can't do a lot of things, but it's a very useful tool when used appropriately. And we really hope it's not going to be taken away. I've been hearing some rumblings that come July, it's no longer going to be covered. I hope these rumors are incorrect.
Mm-hmm. I would think that it would be bad for business all the way around. Anyway, connect with Ken in his office, 352-735-1400. He's good at advice, and his advice is good. Now, the telemedicine routine, primary care doctor visits in the office, Is that what this statistic is about, or is this just primary care visits, whether it's telemedicine or whether it's in office, down 60%?
This is just for primary care doctors and how much their visits in general are down since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And they're in March and April, especially April, down 60% to your primary care doctor, which is amazing. And I saw another statistic since the beginning of this year, totally they're down a third. So a lot of primary care, and this is where a lot of prevention occurs, is not being done. And this is really going to take a toll on the American good health.
Under the circumstances, I'll give you my own. You know that I have a new primary care doctor, Dr. Patty Chang, out in Los Angeles. I like her a lot. And I was planning on going out there in the next few weeks to get some more work. Now, we were going to do some more stuff between you and her. We were working on a couple of things with regard to me when the world fell apart, and I didn't want to stay in L.A. and get caught there, so I left and came home. So some of the things that she wanted to do were incomplete, including getting the image work done. So I have found that telemedicine works with her. She wants to do more of it. She says, some things I can't do with telemedicine, but she set up an appointment for me to go through the things, endoscopy, colonoscopy, where we get it, how we get the results, all of that sort of thing. You always want to be comfortable. That's the thing. You just pointed out something that's so important, I think, to everybody. You need to be comfortable with the health care you have and how your body is being taken care of. And the worry quotient of people who can't get these, you got an ache or a pain or something's bothering you and you can't get it taken care of. I had a tick bite on my back. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't get at it. So I'm digging away trying to get the tick off of my back, and I haven't had any. I finally went to my sister and she used some tweezers to get it off. But, things, silly things like that. I would normally have just gone to the doctor's office and said, here, take this out, or found a dermatologist or something. But I didn't. So the fact the tick stayed in there for a week or so, and my back was itchy. I couldn't, that's some of the simple things that we all would have probably attended to in a very simple, straightforward fashion. You don't think of those things until you go through the experience, and then what do you do? And it's,
wait a second, this tick stayed in your back for a week?
Couldn't get it out of my back. Couldn't reach it. Couldn't get anybody to get it out.
And
so I finally got it out. It's not a small tick, so it's not the deer tick thing. It's just one of those big, ugly, ones that are blood suckers. All right, so next, the obesity numbers. We always are talking about losing weight. How people who are obese, I think you told me it was like 76% of the people who have COVID-19 start by being, their body mass index is way out of whack. And then what else happens according to this?
I don't know if that statistic came from me, but clearly we know that obesity is a big risk factor for the severe form of COVID-19. And the reason probably is because obesity increases the inflammation in the body. A lot of the hormones that are involved in the inflammatory process are increased by obesity, and that is not a good thing because that is one of the triggers of the severe form of COVID-19, when the inflammatory system, the cytokine storm, just goes crazily overboard. And when this all happens, the clotting system starts acting inappropriately and clotting from head to toe, which is obviously a bad thing. And what we've learned is that, and this was reported this week in the Medical Journal Radiology, that obesity does increase the odds for getting a blood clot to the lung in COVID-19, and this can be a deadly part of COVID-19. So another good reason to watch the weight, and I know as the gyms are closed, it makes it harder for all of us. Mm-hmm. And this is another facet of this. The gyms, which could keep us healthy if used properly, hopefully will open up in certain areas. I know in Florida, except in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, they announced that they would be opened this week, And in the next week or two, many of them are beginning to open up with a lot of changes that will help to keep us healthy, but not hopefully spread the virus around.
Right. Lots of food for thought. Actually, we have a number of things here.
I really think staying physically fit in general is so important for avoiding the severe form of COVID-19. And obviously getting your exercise is a big, big factor of that.
Keep moving. That's one of my slogans. You're all here to help. That's one of my slogans. And another one, people say, how do you keep up? Guy, last night I was loading big boxes on my trailer at another farm. And a guy who's 10 years younger than me didn't keep up with me. And he said, how old are you? He said, I told him. And he looked at me and he said, how do you do this? I said, I don't know. I've been doing it all my life. I think keeping your body moving is what makes you have longevity, Frank. You just keep moving. It can't be a sitting target. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with some radio listener specials I want to tell you about from MyPillow. Guaranteed. The most comfortable pillow you will ever own. That is from the owner, the CEO, and the inventor of MyPillow. Mike Lindell says, if this isn't the most fabulous pillow you've ever owned, send it back and I'll give you your money back. Use it for 2 months. Imagine going into like Bed Bath & Beyond, buying a pillow, bringing it home, and in a week you go, hey, I don't like this pillow. They're going to laugh at you. You're not going to get your money back. So here's what another of the many things that makes MyPillow so unique to deal with and online. It's one of those companies that you really have a good time looking at the website, seeing all of the right now the specials, the BOGOs, the buy one, get one free, and the sheet department, the pillow department, the duvet department, the any department. Radio listener specials page, use the DJV code and get financing on all your orders that are over $200. That's the story. Mike Lindell, speaking of stories, has a great personal story. You can check it out at MyPillow as well. Find out about getting his book if you're interested in a story of rags to riches. This is a great one. That's all at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the weekly, I mix up the words here. What is that old expression, get your teeth caught between your tongue's caught behind your eye, teeth can't see what you're saying. Good Day Health, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of medicine and health from two perspectives. Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus has an hour, and boy, do we travel around to get the results of all these surveys, all the research that's done. So here's one that offers hope, it would seem to me. There's been a lot of negative publicity last week or two, Ken, about youngsters getting COVID, and it's like Kawasaki disease. First of all, what's Kawasaki disease?
Well, Kawasaki's disease is an inflammatory excess part illness, often in children after a viral illness. And the problem is that it presents like most viral illnesses in children, pretty nonspecific: fever, lethargy, a rash, maybe some abdominal pain, maybe some nausea and diarrhea. But what's added to Kawasaki's is that it also affects the arteries of the body. There's an inflammatory response to the arteries, and this can cause severe, ability of the heart to pump. The kids can go into heart failure because the heart just doesn't work, because the arteries, the pipelines to the heart, just aren't functioning properly because they're acutely very inflamed. Fortunately, this is a rare problem, but there's another similar illness that looks like Kawasaki's. It's a mouthful. It's called multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. And it's occurring after being exposed to COVID-19. And fortunately, this is rare. So mom and dad, you don't have to panic. Just be aware of it. It's a possibility, definitely not a likelihood. And it just presents like Kawasaki's with this. Like most viral infections in children, weakness, a fever, a rash, maybe some diarrhea, maybe some abdominal pain. But the key is that they also can show some signs of heart failure, you know, severe weakness, trouble breathing, not a good sign.
So you got these antibodies that may help in the condition. Yeah, that have just been, just been discovered?
What's the story here? The good news is that given these children, and fortunately, again, let me remind you, this is very rare. Most of us, almost all of us, will never see a case of this. Thank you very much. But in these rare kids who have the real severe form of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, the good news reported this week in Circulation is that giving these kids antibodies from others who have been exposed to COVID-19 and survived and done well seems to be an effective treatment for many of these children. So this is really hope for these children.
Well, that's what we want to offer, is hope. But, you know, the other side of it is, you said something, it's rare. But to look at the newspapers, the news media in general, you'd think every other child is coming down with Kawasaki disease. And it is extraordinary. So children are being affected to a very, very, underscore, very limited extent of this sort of thing. But then there are those who are going to worry, okay, if it mutates, then what happens? Well, that's kind of the what-if scenario. It has mutated a little, hasn't it?
It's a little unclear. That's a question that, you know, one of these other statements that the experts are making that will be refined in a month or two. Yeah. It's a little unclear.
All right. Continuing on, up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale. Yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. America's Healthcare Advocate.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us now to answer your questions, and there are lots and lots and lots of them. Let's start with what happens. First of all, a question. You're a cardiologist, so you deal with AFib, if you want to call that, fibrillations. I don't know where the R is. Is it fibrillations like library or fib? The R in the other place.
Fibrillation.
Fibrillation. Okay. So you love to describe it as like a bag of worms, but go into it in a little more detail for people to know technically what's going on in your heart if you have AFib.
Sure. The heart has an electrical system. A spark is at the top, and then the electrical impulse is transmitted from top to bottom so the heart can contract and relax in an orderly way. And for many different reasons, the upper part of the heart, the spark doesn't start nice and orderly and transmit nice and orderly, and you get a rapid, irregular beating called atrial fibrillation. Atria, the upper part of the heart, fibrillation, beating rapidly like a bag of worms. And this is a common problem that occurs mostly with aging. As we get older, the likelihood into our 70s and 80s is very common. It can occur at a younger age, and fortunately, we have many ways of treating this. The news this week is that intense blood pressure control may reduce your atrial fibrillation risk. This was in the medical journal Hypertension. When they treated patients to a upper number down to 120. It was a really dramatic decrease, about 26% decrease in the risk of getting atrial fibrillation.
All right, next question has to do with vitamin D. Man, this vitamin D thing has sprung up everywhere, and I don't know whether it's because it's an opportunity to sell more product or if it's now time for people to become aware of what you've been telling me for years about vitamin D and how most people, why is it just now that people are finding out or thinking about vitamin D to the extent that they are?
Well, there is some evidence that those who get the more severe form of COVID-19, one of the risk factors is a low vitamin D level, and that is where this has really been getting a lot of attention. So make sure your vitamin D level is at least 30, and if you take a multivitamin, most of them have about 1,000 units, and that's pretty good. You can take up to 2,000 units a day safely, but if you go beyond that, please talk to your doctor.
All right, so here's a question that is sort of a normal one, and it comes from the good side of the track, I think, Ken. That is the, we're talking about what causes it. We've been talking for years when it comes to health about the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, all of that sort of stuff, and how the pollutants and the processed foods undermine our immune system. So now, are we going, look at the air, how much clearer it is, not only in our country, but around the world. After just a couple of months of inactivity when it comes to manufacturing. And then there's also the move toward healthier food. People go to the store and say, hey, where's all our food? They're beginning to go to the farms and get better food. So will that mean we'll have stronger immune systems?
The healthier we live, the more our diet, our exercising, our mental stress, our sleep, these are all the factors you can adjust. All the things we talk about for living a heart healthy life helps our immune system.
Yeah, and there are lots of things you can eat for to fortify your heart and your lungs and your systems in general, I think. You don't change. You haven't changed your idea about the Mediterranean diet. Stay on that and you're fine, right?
That's pretty much I think it's a good choice.
Yeah. All right, so we got about a minute here for a question about PSA testing. And whether we get it or we don't get it, there seems to be a lot of concern still, or confusion more. I know you and I have talked about this when I've had my physical with you. Should we get it? Should we not get it? So what's the latest?
Right. This all started in 2008 when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended for those 75 and older not to get the PSA. And then in 2012, they recommended nobody get the PSA. And now the result is that the cases of advanced prostate cancer are rising. And I think that most agree that this was not the best recommendation.
So where did it come from? Why would anybody have gone down that road?
It came from this government task force that had no urologists on it. And they were concerned that it would lead to excess testing because of the false positives of the PSA. And the problem is it's resulted in much more advanced prostate cancer, and the urologist didn't like this. My brother's a urologist. He was so upset about this and still is.
Yeah. Well, it's not necessary. Catch Dr. Ken and the most recent Good Day Health podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.